This update brought to you by Agra Valley Services and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb Region. Agra Valley Services is your provider for better internet and for tech support at your home or business. Look to the AVS Tech Team for PC repair, maintenance, and networking services. Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. A 29-year-old woman suffered life-threatening injuries in an ORV rollover near Sunrise Sunset on Saturday morning, leading to criminal charges against a 38-year-old man for operating under the influence. Tuscola Dispatch received a 911 call at 2:15 a.m. on April 26th, reporting the rollover on Lee Hill Road, just south of M46. Agencies from Caro, Kingston, and Cass City assisted, while Tuscola County Sheriff deputies were occupied with another intoxicated individual in Millington Township. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Office Accident Investigation Team arrived to take control of the scene in Mayville. The injured woman was quickly transported to the hospital by MMR, while the driver, suffering only minor injuries, was arrested for DUI, causing significant harm. Shetlers and Pigeon proudly revealed the first of the upgraded blessing box stands resembling miniature libraries. This initiative, led by Melissa Deming, emphasizes durability and community collaboration in aiding those in need. Crafted by North Huron School's Woodshop, these stands blend education and community service, symbolizing collaboration and altruism. With over 30 boxes across the region and more locations joining, the project gains momentum, supported by organizations like the Huron County Community Foundation. To get involved, whether by hosting a blessing box or contributing in other ways, community support is vital in making a difference, one box at a time. View Thumb Blessing Boxes Facebook page for the complete list of Thumb Blessing Boxes. As construction progresses and more locations participate, the future promises improved resources and aid for those in need here in our community. And we will continue with more news for you here at WLEW and WHST right after this.
This is Paul from the AVS Tech Team. Is your business too small to have an in-house tech support person, but too complex to manage yourself? Perhaps your home IT person is your teenage neighborhood's kid. If you answer yes to either of these, then the AVS Tech Team is here to help. We're a group of certified experts who can get your tech on track. The first step is to give us a call at 888-282-4943 or visit one of our three locations in Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky for free consultation. We'll help you determine the next steps for fixing your technology woes in a cost-effective way. We can also come to you for problems that are too big to carry into the store. There's no reason to put up with touchy technology when you have the AVS Tech Team on your side. Reach out today to see how we can help. 888-282-4943 or visit our website at avstechteam.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook for special savings.
Want to advance your career? Agra Valley Communications, parent company of the AVS Tech Team, is growing its team. Go to avci.net/careers to learn more.
Emergency crews in Genesee County are currently conducting a recovery mission for a child who fell into the Flint River, one of two separate drownings in Flint over the weekend. The search began around 4 p.m. Sunday, focusing on locating a 7 or 8-year-old girl who wandered into the river near Chevrolet and Glenwood Avenues on Flint's west side. In another tragic incident on Saturday, a 7-year-old boy with special needs wandered from a different Flint residence and also fell into the Flint River. Despite efforts by a Genesee County Sheriff deputy who retrieved the boy near Kearsley Dam, he was pronounced deceased, as shared by Sheriff Chris Swanson in a live Facebook update. Students protested what they saw as injustice and demanded change. Administrators were under pressure to get things back to normal. Police came onto the Columbia University campus and made arrests. This wasn't this month. It was April of 1968. The week-long protests that included building takeovers left a legacy at Columbia,
one that inspired future generations, including the current one. And it's a historical connection that many Columbia students involved in this month's protests are acutely aware of. Says one, it is history repeating itself. That has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.
This update brought to you by Agra Valley Services and the EVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Agra Valley Services is your provider for better internet and for tech support at your home or business. Look to the AVS Tech Team for PC repair, maintenance, and networking services.
And weather-wise, here at the station in Bad Axe, it is currently 63 degrees. Wind speeds, simply calm. Humidity is at 78%. And I'm not sure if this really still applies or not, but they do still have up the hazardous weather outlook. And it says an isolated strong to marginally severe storm remains possible through early evening, producing wind gusts up to 60 miles per hour.